about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sorry. Sorry, I didn't cough all morning. Come on. You would think I would have gotten rid of my morning phlegm earlier today. Thank you all for tuning in to the Dr. Dahlia Show. I hope that's the most of any spewing out this morning that you shall hear of. I got a lot to talk about. Apparently some researchers are kind of diving into astrology and figuring out tumor prognosis. I really don't get much about that. But one subject that we do talk about on the show every now and then, which is really, really cool, is your zodiac sign putting you more at risk for some health issues than others? For example, like, does a Gemini, are they more at risk for bipolar or split personality or twins, so to speak? So we'll kind of talk about that, because to me that's pretty cool. I know many of you are kind of interested in this latest story on the Mediterranean diet and how to eat a Mediterranean diet. I know you guys have been just waiting for the show to start just for that topic. So we'll talk about the Mediterranean diet and why I think some hummus, even though it gives you gas, I get a lot of gas from hummus, but I got to tell you, not too unhealthy. So we'll talk about that. We got a guy running around trying to kill his wife with a meat cleaver. Not really too sure why that happened, but we still have many people who want to kill their wives. We need to figure out why that's happening. So as you can see, very, very busy today on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. It's not funny if somebody wants to kill their wife. That's not funny at all, especially with a meat cleaver. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. Many of you saw the Oscars yesterday because there's really not much to watch on Sundays. I forgot Axemen was on, so I completely missed Axemen. I don't really understand what's going on with Axemen. People hurt themselves, and remember with Gold Rush, whenever there was going to be a possible fatality, some government agency swooped in and closed them down until they got their safety standards up. Well, on Axemen, you see logs falling all over the place and people getting attacked by crocodiles and indiscernible Cajun English. And it's a phenomenal show. It just, I don't know who's protecting these people. So, interesting show. So I missed that yesterday. But I did see the Oscars. I thought Seth MacFarlane did an awesome job. I know everybody's saying the host was mediocre and they're trying to rip on him. And the reason why, for those of you that didn't see the Oscars, I'm not going to tell you all the secrets. Although I'm pretty sure you're going to figure out that, you know, Argo won Best Movie. Which Argo was excellent. That was phenomenal. But anyway, I guess Seth MacFarlane did a song on I Saw Your Boobs. And this song was about the different actresses and what movies their boobs were in. Okay? Now, I'm very glad he sang the song, because many of you have wondered why my acting career hasn't flourished and why I have never been up for an Academy Award. Well, that's just it. You usually have to have some sort of frontal nudity. And I, you know, from the beginning, and I've been offered tons of scripts, I just don't think it's appropriate for me to be in the nude. And so I have actually declined many movies. Let's just throw a correct here. I have never been offered a movie with Viggo Mortensen. Okay, if I was offered in a movie with Viggo Mortensen or Michael Fassbender, I may consider a strapless gown. But for the most part, I'm going to turtleneck it throughout the whole film. Because honestly, if they want me in the film, it's not for my body. Come on, people. It's for my mind. And having a Dr. Dahlia in the film, I mean, it could actually blow all the Oscars away. But you usually have to have some sort of nudity. So that's why I've never been in an Academy Award winning film. Okay? Argo won Best Picture. I really don't have a list. I think actor was Daniel Day-Lewis for Lincoln. You knew Lincoln was going to win something. You know, you can't do a movie about Lincoln and not win something. Actress was Jennifer Lawrence. She was the one in She was the one in Hunger Games and X-Men, right? But she won it for Silver Linings Playbook. I never saw that movie. Actor in a supporting role, I believe. I don't really know. Do we even care? Oh, yeah, Christopher Waltz, I think. Christopher Waltz was the guy in Inglourious Basterds. He did a phenomenal job. Anne Hathaway for Best Supporting Actress. Sorry if I don't have winner of sound editing for you guys, but those are all pretty important roles. But I, as far as I'm concerned, everybody's going to rip on Seth MacFarlane. Listen, okay, the movie Ted to me was phenomenal. Okay, I thought Ted was a phenomenal movie. And that movie wasn't up for the Oscars. So, of course, Seth MacFarlane is going to be ripped on because, you know, a lot of people thought Ted was a little risque. Anyway, let's move on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, a little risque. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got James calling. Hey, James, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. What's going on?
On that final note on the Oscars, I personally thought Adele sang the best song.
Oh, yes.
And Django Unchained should have won something.
But wait a second. Can I go back to the Adele song? When Adele sang the Skyfall song, there was like a menstruation type of scene in the back. There was all this blood dripping. I really don't understand why we were looking at toilet water in the background. It ruined the song.
It is. But it's just something about the way Adele sings. She gives me, I'm a huge Melissa Etheridge fan too. And those two women, when they sing, being a guy, this may sound kind of gay to say this, I get cold chills sometimes listening to some of the songs.
What's amazing about Adele is she's one of the very few singers out there that could actually sing. I'm sick and tired of seeing these stars make multi-billion dollar hits, and they really can't hold a note, and they need auto-tune. This woman can sing. But again, I didn't need to see dripping blood in the background. If I wanted to see that, I could, you know, have my gynecologist change my hormones around. But anyway, what's your question?
The thing I was going to address was, you said earlier about the guy trying to kill his wife with a meat cleaver.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you've seen or heard, the military, the people who go in the military are injected with several, I think it's
antidepressants. Oh, okay, Dark. James, we're going on a hard break. Stay online. We're going on a break. Be right back.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made, AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237. Extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us.
us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with Microplant Powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. The previous caller was alluding to the story where a New York man decides in broad daylight to attack his wife with a meat cleaver on a street in Chinatown. Ming Guanghang, 28 years old, was charged with attempted murder, assault, and criminal possession of a weapon after police said he used the cleaver to attack his 23-year-old wife on Canal Street. Of course, the whole incident was caught on surveillance video. Firefighters working across the street rushed over as they saw the suspect dragging a crying woman. They said he pulled out a cleaver out of his waistband, started hacking at this woman. They rushed him, got him against the fence. Of course, she was very panicked. From what I understand, she's at Bellevue Hospital, listed in stable condition. James, you still with us?
Yeah.
Hey, okay, good. So what were you commenting on that?
Well, there's several factors that have come out insofar as drugs and chemicals that are in the water and through, like, you know, the military being injected like guinea pigs. There are serotonin reintake inhibitors that are causing a counterbalance to what the body naturally does for function in the brain insofar as, you know, your emotions, you know, that type of thing. And I think I would, this might be sound conspiracy theory, but I think with New York being as polluted and stuff as it is, there should be an investigation done with some of the water sources in that area, because I guarantee you, you might find chemicals or drugs or something in the water that people are ingesting that may be causing, you know, some psychotic outbursts because of the chemical imbalance.
No, you know, I don't think it's conspiracy theory at all, James, because we know many water supplies have hormones in them. Not that it was being injected into the water supply, but because we're urinating out our drugs and the drugs aren't getting filtered by the treatment, the water treatment centers. Thank you, James, for bringing that up. Great subject. You know, so we know that you are ingesting medicines based on you're already ingesting certain medicines in the water supply. Just how much? Now, with the serotonin selective reuptake inhibitors, your Zoloft, Paxil, Prozac, Lexapro, the one thing we've talked about in the past is that when people start to have low serotonin, they get very edgy. They may make mountains out of molehills. They get very grumpy. They don't sleep well, etc. You give them these SSRIs, and they do phenomenal. The boost in serotonin is earth-shattering. This is where the danger is if you don't get your dose. It's not that it's an addictive type of personality or withdrawal, but remember how I told you how these selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors work. Okay, they selectively inhibit the reuptake of your natural serotonin. So what it does is it blocks receptors that would naturally pick it up and metabolize it, so your serotonin stays in your system a little longer. Well, what happens if the blockade of the receptors gets pulled because you're not keeping the medication going? Now you have all these extra receptors, and you start to get a quick dump of your serotonin. So where I have a concern about where we're going medicine-wise is treating the issue. Boy, was that a squeaky sound. I'm sorry if I'm squeaking when I talk. Maybe I'm going through puberty again. I need my voice to get higher. It's been getting lower the older I get. I'm dying to see what I'm going to sound like when I'm 70. But it's not, I think we treat depression, I think we treat anxiety, I think we treat serotonin deficiency phenomenally. What I don't think we are even capable of is controlling what happens when people go off their meds. And for those of you who have ever missed their serotonin pill, their serotonin selective reuptake inhibitor, or went off of it for a week or two, you know what I'm talking about. You guys go off the handle. That's where I'm nervous. So let's say James is right. Let's say you are getting your serotonin selective reuptake inhibitors in the water supply. Let's say it is in the water supply. And then you don't drink tap water for a while. Is that going to put you into a rage? All right. We don't have a problem as much with guns in this country as we do with rage. How do we control people's rage? How do we control people's anger? How do we control people's hatred? Now, I don't know what the heck is going on with the Pistorius case, but if the media is leading us to believe that this guy just out of nowhere goes crazy on Reva Steenkamp, his girlfriend, and we don't know if it was steroids found in the house, we don't know. Okay, yes, he had a gun. Yes, we know that. But it was the rage that made him reach for the gun. Didn't a kid get stabbed in school last week because another kid had a problem with the potato chips? We have a rage issue. That is what we need to address. Now, some people will say, well, we need better medicines out there. We need better mental health screening. You got that. That's right. I'm going to tell you, when you medicate a person who's low in serotonin or who's bipolar or who's schizophrenic, etc., oppositional defiant, I don't care. You medicate them, you can control their rage. Who the hell is controlling them going off their medicine? Because them going off their medicine and having that withdrawal, they don't go to baseline, they dip lower than baseline. And that is some scary stuff. And until somebody could figure out what the heck to do with that, I don't think we're ever going to control people's rage. Not pharmaceutical wise. 1-877 Doc Dolly. 1-877 D O C D A L I. Okay. So I saw this article in Fox News on astronomy algorithms helping detect aggressive cancers. Apparently, cancer researchers are teaming up with astronomers using these computerized algorithms designed for viewing distant galaxies to spot biomarkers that could indicate the aggressiveness of a tumor. I guess there's this computerized system that will help speed up the process, allowing pathologists to figure out the aggressiveness of a tumor. I don't really get how this relates to astronomy, but they say they've exploited the natural overlap between the techniques astronomers use to analyze deep sky images from the largest telescopes and the need to pinpoint subtle differences in the staining of tumor samples. So it's not that they're using the stars or the constellations to figure out what's going on with you medically. It's they're using the same technique that astronomers use. But the reason why I was interested in that article is because many of you, when you'll talk to me about your medical problem, you'll say, "Hi, Dr. Dahlia, I have this going on and I'm a Taurus." Or, "I have this going on and I was born June 30th, so I'm a Cancer." And, you know, many of you do identify yourselves with your zodiac sign. I think that's cool. Now, mind you, I don't know much about it. In a medical school, we aren't trained to find any association with your being a Leo to any sort of medical conditions. But what if, right? You know, what if, like Pisces? Okay, there's been some commentary, I'm not going to say research, because I still would like to see some research, but there's been commentary that Pisces have more of a lymphatic issue, all right? We may see more lymph nodes type of swelling with them. They may actually have more feet issues. Pisces, right? Pisces is supposed to be fish. So I don't know if any of you guys are a Pisces and if you're walking around with bunions, but they do say that swimming seems to be a good exercise for you guys. Now, Aquarius. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. Okay, I think Aquarius is cool. I always wanted to be an Aquarius because I really dig the whole water thing. But they say that Aquarius usually get sleepy after they eat. And they really dig the starchy foods. So, according to some research, they recommend that your Aquariuses should Aquarii, right, should probably go to salad, fresh fruit, all right, and maybe avoid some of the carbohydrates. I don't know, guys. This isn't like, you know, but, okay, Capricorns. Capricorns supposedly have gallbladder issues, okay? All right, and I guess some Capricorns are weak in the knees. So if a Capricorn has some heartburn type issues, they may want to check their gallbladder. Most of the Capricorns I know. But I got to tell you, that would be a cool study for any of you guys who need to do some sort of a thesis or research project. That would be pretty darn cool. Because some of you really believe in the zodiac. And, I don't know much about it, but I don't disbelieve it. All right, don't go away. Let's kind of talk about some of your signs and what medical conditions could be associated with. Why not? It'll be fun. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
fall in love.
With food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Ingrid calling from Snowflake, Arizona. Oh, I remember Snowflake. How you doing, Ingrid?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you today?
Good, good. What's your question?
Well, you said something about astrology and health, so I'd like to see my astrology sign and see what you have to say about that.
Great. When's your birthday?
I'm a Sagittarian, December the 15th.
Okay, so Sagittarian. Now, again, okay, there's no science to this, okay? There's no science. But from what people have, I guess, subjectively concluded, is Sagittarius seems to be have more of a lung-type issue, more of, I'm not saying they're asthmatics, but I guess they talk about shallow breathing a lot. I don't really know too much what that means. But your Sagittarius will have issues with their breathing. They'll also be very famous for sciatica. Does that at all ring true for you, sciatica or, I don't know, pulmonary issues?
Actually, it all rings true for me. So this is what I started doing. I spoke to you probably 3 or 4 weeks ago. I became a vegetarian / vegan. I also have been doing deep breathing to completely push everything through my vessels and oxygen and stuff. And I have had sciatica, but it was due to a bad surgery where I had to learn how to walk again, which I did. So all of it rings true, and I think that we are our own physicians, and we should take charge of these issues and start dealing with things that need to get better instead of over-medicating constantly.
Oh,
and I don't
agree.
So,
Ingrid, I agree. But can I throw this out at you? I'm reading this here. They say Sagittarius women have big hips and abundant thighs. Please tell me that's not true with you. I got to tell you, I'm a Gemini, and I am afraid to see what they say about my butt. All right, but Ingrid, good for you. Thank you for calling in. That's awesome. Listen, you know, this is how I look at it. Remember, Obamacare is coming into play, right? And medicine is going to become more and more socialized. If there is anything you all could do, okay, that you think would be productive for your health. I'm not saying don't go to a doctor for a colon cancer because you're basing it on your sign. But if you investigate or research and find that, you know, becoming a vegan or vegetarian is right up your alley. You know, one of my favorite authors, I don't want to say favorite authors. One of my favorite authors was John Steinbeck. But one book that I'm extremely proud of was the Eat by Your Blood Type book, because what that author did was made us think, you know, we all may have some uniqueness here and unique qualities, and our blood type is huge. If you're a B versus an A versus an AB versus an O, maybe you guys are more related by blood type than you are by geographical location in which you live. So why don't you eat by your blood type? To me, that's pretty damn cool. The problem is I'm a B, and I think for a B, they said to do without carbs, and I said to hell with that. All right, Scorpios. Scorpios have issues with their large intestine and have constipation issues, they say. Scorpios are also very weak in their reproductive system. All right, so that's what they say with Scorpios. Libras. They say Libras are born with beauty and brains. I dated a lot of Leos. I didn't date a lot of Libras. They say Libras may have more issues with skin. They may have more issues with their kidneys, and they could also get tired. So usually the Libras I worry about when they listen to my show, because they could fall asleep. Virgos have indigestion. But Virgos, they say, again, there's no science to this, people. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're looking at health issues related to your astrological sign. All right. They have more issues with, let's say, their pancreas, small intestines. You would think Virgos would have more issues with their vaginas, but no, because you got a lot of men in there, too. Leo's heart and circulatory system. I got to tell you that I've dated a lot of Leos, and when I dated them, they said that I was giving them chest pain. So for Leos, according to this, now Cancer, believe it or not, if you are a Cancer from June 22nd to July 22nd, they really don't talk about you having cancer. They say Cancers are more prone to cataracts, glaucoma, and they may have more stomach issues. Okay, that's according to this. Where am I getting this from, by the way? Oh, this is a medical astrology site. Now, Gemini, this is the one we care about because I'm a Gemini. Geminis have issues with their fallopian tubes. My fallopian tubes are just fine. Thank you. Leave my fallopian tubes out of this. They say we also have issues with eustachian tubes. That's true. I can't scuba dive because of my eustachian tubes. My eustachian tubes, my fallopian tubes, I got a lot of issues. They also say that Geminis are multi-talented, very versatile, but take on an incredible stress load. Wow, that's cool, because I have so much stress. Lord have mercy. They say to do some yoga and meditation. I was really expecting Gemini to talk about bowel issues and gas. I don't know why, and very heavy periods, but they didn't talk about that. They only kind of brushed upon the fallopian tubes. They only just kind of tooted through the fallopian tubes. Tauruses. Tauruses may have an issue with their weight gain. They're also more prone to strep infections. Okay, if you guys buy that. Aries. Aries is very interesting. Aries lead with their heads. So your Aries have issues with headaches, supposedly, migraines, high blood pressure when they're older. Aries is very head, face, brain, okay, type of thing. Whereas your Gemini is more your nervous, gynecological type of thing. Tauruses apparently have more of a thyroid issue. Again, no medical science to this. This is just what people have kind of deduced over the years. Libra, kidney, skin, buttock issues. Scorpio, we talked about reproductive system, sexual organs, bowels. Sagittarius, big hips, big thighs. That should be me. Who has big boobies? Let me see. Nobody has big boobies. Okay. All right. Oh, because I really wondered about that. I am very awkwardly misshapen. I never understood that. I'm very top heavy. Never understood that. We talked about Aquariuses. Aquariuses and Pisces. You got to watch the feet and ankle issues. Now, this is interesting. Okay. Apparently, they say planets are associated with certain portions and functions of the body. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're entertaining the subject of astrology and how it could affect our medical issues. They say the sun was always associated with heart and spine and general vitality, kind of the source of things. The moon had to do with the female organs, right? Well, probably based on the moon, when your period's coming, makes sense. Digestive system, stomach. Mercury had to deal with your brain, your central nervous system, the five senses. All right. Mercury always was cool. Venus. You would think Venus because of love. Ovaries, sense of touch, kidneys, throat. Stop the giggles. Mars. Mars, I remember learning about this. Mars had more to do with your adrenal glands, having to deal with kind of your steroids, muscles, senses of smell and taste. Jupiter, very big type planet. No, nothing to do with male genitalia. Pituitary gland, though. All right. Jupiter has to, I guess, deal with your pituitary, your liver, your thighs, your feet, and your growth. Saturn is more your teeth, your bones. I don't know what Saturn does. I guess if you go to Saturn, maybe you, I don't know. I really don't know. Uranus, you all, that's self-explanatory. Neptune, your pineal gland and psychic healing. Pluto deals with your elimination. Of course, that's where Disney got Pluto, the dog, metabolism, and pancreas. So for those of you who really kind of dig the whole, where am I, you know, if you really go by your zodiac sign and you read your horoscopes, I wouldn't be surprised if some of you have more, like a constellation of symptoms that seems to kind of coalesce you guys in a group. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun Oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes. All food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Twitter, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We do have a couple cabins left for the Dr. Dahlia cruise to Alaska. Please come and check that out. Apparently, by March, we need to give the rooms that we blocked off any extra back to the cruise ship. I think we could still keep our rate for those of you that are kind of stragglers, still thinking about joining us with the cruise. But I want to make sure that while we still have the rooms intact and locked in, you guys can jump on board. So please check out the cruise at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, and check that out. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So again, the Mediterranean diet is the number one diet in protecting our hearts. So we're talking olive oil, nuts, fresh fruits, vegetables, even red wine is a part of the Mediterranean diet. Now, this is a new Spanish study What they did is they did a follow-up period of about 5 years looking at study participants who were on a Mediterranean diet that were promoting the whole olive oil aspect of it. You know, many of you are like, well, Mediterranean diet, that's falafel, feta cheese. Mediterranean diet, I guess the main foundation of it is cooking with olive oil. And they said they found a 30% greater reduction in relative risk of a heart attack, stroke, or death from cardiovascular disease. And they said that's a moderate to high benefit. They said the low-fat diet also helped, but to a lesser degree. All right. So, you know, why is that? I mean, are there good fats? Yeah, we talked about good fats. There's actually a study that came out talking about how an avocado a day could keep the doctor away. Now, if you notice, I don't really like to bring up what to do to keep the doctor away. I got bills to pay. Okay, I didn't go to medical school, right, for me not to work. But as a radio host, I still got to give you guys all the inside scoop. Well, the inside scoop is it looks like, you know, good fats like avocados are very healthy. According to this study, researchers found that eating avocados was associated with an overall better quality diet, higher levels of HDL, which is the good cholesterol, and lower body weight, body mass index. I mean, if you really think about it, guacamole, not unhealthy. If you don't load it up with all the cheese or anything fattening, guacamole is a pretty damn good side dish, right? You got your tomatoes, you got your, what else do they put in it? Onions and, of course, the guacamole. All right, well, there's a variety of different ways that you could make a guacamole with some lemon and some lime, lots of yummy stuff, but not too bad. So I think there's a lot of things we avoid because we don't realize, like avocados, they're rich in monounsaturated fats. We want to stay away from the polys as opposed to the monos, right? And these monounsaturated fats, according to previous research, they found like a 19 to 20% reduction of heart disease. Now, I'm not saying people that eat avocados are in the clear, but it's just another thing to think about. So going back to the Mediterranean diet, when they looked at people, I guess, on average, overweight, etc., okay, what they did is they looked at how much olive oil was used when they cooked their diets. All right, so you had an olive oil group who used about a liter a week. Okay, then they divided people into the nuts, the ones that had walnuts, hazelnuts, almonds. They made sure both groups had fruits and vegetables, fish, etc., drank wine with their meals. Then they had a low-fat group, low-fat dairy, breads, potatoes, fruits, vegetables, and lean fish. At the end of the study, 288 cardiovascular events occurred out of the 7,500 men and women tested. Okay, so 288 cardiac events occurred, and this was over about a 7-8 year study. 109 of those events were in the low-fat group. Less were in the Mediterranean diet with olive oil, even less when the Mediterranean diet who ate the nuts. They looked separately at stroke, heart attack, and death. Only the link between the Mediterranean diet and stroke was statistically significant, not much else with the other ones. So, of course, this is no surprise. Nuts are a phenomenal source of good fat. We talk about, now, why would anybody need good fat? Well, HDL, the good cholesterol, they're kind of like the scavengers. And they go around and they kind of clear up the bad fat. So you want as much HDL. I can honestly say in my 13 years of practice that I have never had a person have a heart attack whose HDL was above 90. All right? And I'd even like to venture to say above 70. Okay? When you have good HDL, it is extremely protective. Well, how do you get good HDL? By eating the good fats, by exercising, and having an overall great diet. So I really dig the whole Mediterranean diet. I do. But remember, the key to that, though, is, of course, the vegetables. Now, many of you keep asking me, what about the wine? When are we going to tell you to just go and drink the red wine? Again, we can't do that because alcohol has been linked to cancer, right? Alcohol has been linked to heart disease, stroke, etc. Even though, as a physician, I have seen in my office that my wine drinkers have some of the best cholesterol in the practice. But again, remember, you know, American doctors get sued left and right, so you may not get that advice. Now, there is a heart doctor in town that has told my patients, go ahead and drink the red wine. Great. Good. Okay, he has the guts. I'm glad. I'm glad somebody is. But again, we just don't know how alcohol is gonna work with you. We don't know. You know, I mean, we had a patient who just was recently diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Loves their wine. Okay, was it the wine or did the wine have nothing to do with it? Okay, just like with sunlight, I cannot wait to tell you guys to go back out in the sun. I would love to tell people to get X amount of sun. I think we desperately need that for our mind, for our bodies, for our energy. I think we desperately need sunlight. But I had two patients in a row with melanoma last week. And one who thought she was in remission, and we think it's come back. I can't tell any of you how much sun to get. I have no idea because, you know, melanoma scares the hell out of us. So, you know, just something to think about. Now, this is something to think about. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Scientists think that pollution is shrinking our penises. Yep. Scientists have uncovered a worrying trend in shrinking male sex organs in otters, and they think that will later extend to humans. Research into otters suggests that modern chemicals may be to blame for causing penis shrinkage. This report is by the Cardiff University Otter Project. Okay? Analysis found a decrease in the size of the penis bones in male otters, along with other changes that gave concern. I didn't realize an otter had a penis bone. Humans do not have bones in there. There is no bone in the penis, which is why when some of you bring up terms or verbs that have to do with bone and the penis, that never really made sense because there is no bone. Although there is something called a penile fracture, which we talked about. A penile fracture really isn't a fracture of a bone, but a ligament distortion. Okay, but we really need to stop using the term bone. And, yeah, because, I mean, my kids were asking me about that. They're like, well, I don't get it. You know, where's the bones? Because the kids are always talking about, you know, what they're talking about at school. All right, honestly, don't they have to learn? Anyway, experts are warning that the study could be because of these endocrine-disrupting chemicals, the hormone disruptors. And they think that we're starting to see more boys with undescended testicles, sex organ malformation, and reduced sperm count. I can believe it. I think we're surrounded by these chemicals that are kind of messing up our endocrine system. All right. Now, but I think kind of a bigger concern is the marijuana, right? We've definitely seen some shrinkage with marijuana use. And now that marijuana is being legalized in some states and marijuana is on the rise, I think we're going to see more issues with that. Honestly, for those of you trying to look, you know, for a new business, penis extenders, really a market that needs to be tapped in on. Okay, so what do you do if you think that your penis would shrink because of pollution? I really don't know. I am sure the EPA is all over it. We'll see. The EPA, that's what we're paying for. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.